Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Columbus, Ohio, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. I invite you to open your heart and mind as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We are going to continue and conclude sharing on the subject of the parable of the sower. This gives an understanding of how the Word of God produces fruit in your life. It also is a revelation of the spiritual warfare that occurs when the Word comes to you. Remember, the subject of the parable is the Word of God. The object is how to produce the hundredfold return on the Word. And we've seen the fact that Jesus is the one who gave the parable. He said they could know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, the subject being the Word. All heard the Word, and the ground is a type of the heart. The difference in these four cases is what each one did with the Word after they heard it and had it sown in their heart. And we saw the first example where the Word was sown. It was sown in the person's heart. But what happened? The enemy came, the adversary, Satan, came immediately and took the word that was sown in their heart. How was he able to take it? We saw that in Matthew chapter 13. He heard the word of the kingdom, and he understood it not. He did not have the understanding, the continual understanding, and because of that, the devil can take the word out. If you don't have the understanding, and when you have the understanding, you'll act upon it. If not, then the devil can come and take that word out of your heart. The second type of ground we looked at, that's the case where the word was sown, and here, sown on the stony places, he heard the word, he received it with joy, but he did not have root in himself. He received it, and remember we talked about how you receive the word, which is taking hold of it and having a ready reception of it, and being sure to apply it in your life. The problem was this guy did not have root in himself. The root system is established when you are a hearer and a doer of the Word. If you're firmly planted, established in the Word, stable, steadfast in doing the Word, not just hearing it only, you will establish the root system. Remember, the foundation upon sand was for the guy who heard it but didn't do it consistently. But the guy who heard it and did it consistently, he was founded upon a rock, the root system was established, and he was not shaken by any of the attacks of the enemy. And it talks about how Satan will come against this person. He comes with affliction or with persecution. Affliction is pressure. That's what the Greek word means. And this all arises for the word's sake. The purpose is to take the word out of a person's heart. He comes, and of course what we're supposed to do, we're supposed to resist him. The Bible says in Acts 14:22 that we're going to go through much tribulation and enter into the kingdom of God. We're going to have pressure. Because as the word comes, the devil's going to challenge it. Remember in John 16, the Bible 33, it says, in the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Don't think that your pressures are any worse than others. Remember it says the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Resist the devil steadfast in the faith, and he will flee from you. Affliction is pressure from within to get you to draw back. Persecution is pressure from without. And there's persecution that comes to try to turn you away from the Word so you will draw back, fall away, or be offended. And that's exactly what happened in this situation. He got offended. He drew back in the time of the attack of affliction or the persecution, and he brought forth no fruit. It is very important that we watch the Word in our life. We've got to keep the word. Remember, this comes for the word's sake. Satan's trying to take the word out so it will not produce fruit. The third type was the word sown among the thorns. And this was the case where Satan attacked the word there and choked it out after a period of time, stopping it from producing the fruit through the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, the lusts of other things, the cares of this world. We cannot have cares, worries, and anxieties. What does God say we're supposed to do? Cast the cares upon the Lord. Remember, Martha was careful and troubled about many things. Your heart will be overcharged with cares of this life. The Bible says, be careful or anxious for nothing. Cast all of them upon the Lord. Also, the deceitfulness of riches, which mislead you and makes you look at other things as a source, which becomes idolatry. God does not want you to have the deceitfulness of riches. You need to look at the true riches, which are the things of Jesus Christ and the things of the Word in your life. They will lead you astray. Also, the third thing is the lust of other things, strong desire of any kind. Remember, when lust, it comes, if it can draw you into a contradiction, draw you away from the Word, draw you into some trap to turn away from the Word of God, then if that lust conceives, it will bring forth sin, and then it brings forth death. It's important that we make no provision for the flesh. If, of course, if we walk in the Spirit according to the Word, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So you've got to resist the lust or the strong desire for other things. Otherwise, it will choke the Word out of your life. Now, today, we're going to conclude on this, talking about the fourth type, which is the Word sown on the good ground. And we see that there are factors that are very important for you to see in order to see fruit come forth in your life. The guy received seed in the good ground is he that heard the Word, he understood it, he bore fruit and brought forth 160 and 30-fold. That's in Matthew 13. In Mark chapter 4, it says those sown on good ground are those that heard the Word, they received it, they brought forth fruit, some 30, some 60, and 100-fold. In Luke 8, here it says that that's the guy on the good ground who in an honest and good heart, having heard it, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. Here we see some factors that are necessary to bring forth fruit of the Word of God. First of all, you have to hear the Word, of course. In all four cases, they heard the Word. If you're not spending time hearing the Word, if you're not in the Word, if you haven't heard the Word of God and allowing it to be sown in your heart, you aren't going to see any fruit. The Bible indicates that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. We've got to hear the Word so it's sown in our heart and in our mind so then it can produce fruit in us. A second thing is we must understand the Word. Understanding is to comprehend it and perceive it. Good understanding gives favor. Proverbs 13:15. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it. Proverbs 16:22. We need the understanding. Remember the guy who did not understand it, the devil was able to take the word out. A third factor for the good ground is receiving the word with joy. They received the word. And remember, receiving is having a ready reception, a teachableness, an acceptance of it, and putting it final authority in first place in your life, and also taking hold of it. It's the Greek word lambano, to take hold of that and apply it in your life. A fourth area that's important is to keep it. Keep it means to hold fast. We need to hold fast to the Word of God. Proverbs chapter 4 says we are to keep the Word in the midst of our heart. We're to hold fast to it. In 1 Thessalonians 5:21, hold fast that which is good. Very important that you hold fast to the Word of God. You don't draw back. You don't waver. You don't allow the enemy to cause you to turn away from it. Hebrews 3 says we're going to hold firmly unto the end. Hebrews 10:23 says, hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. We're going to hold fast confessing the Word of God, which is the release of our faith. Very important. The next area is having an honest and a good heart. We must have a right heart attitude at all times. This particular word honest here means, it was a Greek word kalos. This particular word means being right in attitude of heart towards God and man. This means you can't have unforgiveness, you can't have bitterness, you can't have resentment. You can't let the devil get in there in your heart and hinder you. You need to have a right attitude in your heart towards God and towards man. Be sure you've confessed sin and you've received the forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness. Let go of all the unforgiveness, the bitterness, the anger, anything that you would have any attitudes against a person. If not, you will not see fruit come forth. That second word for about good heart is the Greek word agathos, which means good and beneficial receptive attitude. That means we're going to be open to receive. We're going to be open and receptive. We've got a good attitude, a good heart. We're not hardened. We're ready to receive from the Lord, and we're going to take that word, and we're going to apply it in our life. You need a heart that's right towards God and man, and then a heart that has a receptiveness, a teachableness, a ready to receive the word, open to receive and apply it in your life. The next principle is having patience. Patience. They brought forth fruit with patience. Patience means steadfastness or constancy, being firm, fixed in place, unchanging, firmly established, and not yielding when pressed. Remember, the enemy comes to press you to try to take the word out of your heart. You need to be constant in doing the word. You need to be steadfast. You need to be firm. Nothing's going to move you. You're fixed in place. You're trusting in the word of God. You're not going to change. You're not turning to the left. You're not turning to the right. You're going to be firmly established. And when the pressure from the devil comes, you are not going to yield to it. The Bible says, in our patience possess ye your souls. Luke 21:19. You're going to be steadfast, and this is in the area of the soul realm. Remember, it talks about the patience of hope in 1 Thessalonians 1:3. That's the steadfastness of hope. And hope is of the soul realm. Remember, Hebrews 6:18 says that hope is the anchor of your soul. We need to have hope, which is a confident expectancy based on the Word of God. That's in the soul realm. That's from the Word written in your mind. This is where we need to be consistent. Because we've got to, of course, release our faith and act on the Word, which is going to be from our heart. At the same time, we've got to keep the Word in our mind. Remember, the Word is written in two places. It's written in your heart, and it's written in your mind. Praise God. So you've got to be steadfast on the Word in the area of your mind and overcome the enemy's attacks. And then the next principle is being a doer of the word. James 1:22, be a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving your own selves. And when you're a doer, you got to learn to be a consistent doer, not just once in a while. Be a consistent doer of the word. Now, as you do this, you're going to see the fruit's going to come forth, and it says 30, 60, 100-fold. Notice that it's going to come little by little. It's going to increase. As you are consistent in doing the word, you're going to see a more of a fruitfulness. And we must realize there is a growing time between the time that the seed is planted and the harvest. During that time, we got to take care of the word. We got to continue in the word. We got to continue doing the word and not let the devil come and take it out of the midst of our life. We got to keep our heart and guard our mind, so it does not stop the word from producing in our life. Now, God's word will work. It will absolutely produce fruit in your life. You've got to get in it. You've got to spend time and hear it. And as you thank the Lord for giving you the understanding and you receive that word, you take hold of that word and you apply it in your life and you hold fast to it. Keep and guard yourself. Keep that right heart attitude towards God and man and be ready to receive. And as you take hold of it, you're going to be steadfast. You're going to resist the enemies. You're going to cast your cares upon the Lord. You're not going to fall for the deceitfulness of riches or the lusts or strong desires for other things. And you're going to resist that pressure or that persecution to get you to draw back from the word. And as you're a doer and consistent, you're going to see the fruit come forth. It'll come forth 30, 60, 100-fold. First the blade, then the ear, and then the full corn in the ear. It will come to pass in its season. If you'd like to get a tape series on this, we have one on the Parable of the Sower, 4-tape series. For $8, you can write me, David Middleton, 23 Morse Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43214, and we'll get it out to you. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. I trust that you've enjoyed the teaching today and have learned how to apply it in your life. As you have received the Word of God, the Holy Spirit has written it in your heart and mind and taught you the ways of spiritual reality. It is now your responsibility to be a doer of the Word and not a hearer only. As you continue to do the Word of God diligently, you will become a true disciple and you will know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. May God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.